Hong Kong's government is hoping to boost the local economy by linking more closely to booming southern China. But some retailers in Hong Kong are ahead of the government. They are tapping into the rising number of mainland tourists and are doing more business in China's currency, the renminbi. The retailers do not really have a way to repatriate the money. Shopping in one of Hong Kong's many 7-Eleven convenience stores is becoming easier for visitors from mainland China. The convenience store chain now lets shoppers use Chinese renminbi, also known as the yuan. The 7-Eleven chain is not alone in catering to millions of Chinese tourists. Watson's, a popular drugstore chain, and British retail giant Marks and Spencer are some of the companies that now accept the renminbi in Hong Kong. Dong Tao is the chief Asia economist at the investment bank CSFB. He says the increasing use of the renminbi is significant for Hong Kong because it means the former British colony is becoming more closely tied to China economically.
We're seeing a greater integration between Hong Kong and China. There's simply just a lot more of Chinese tourists in Hong Kong, and there are a lot more of Chinese exports going through Hong Kong. So the economic integration made the renminbi more of a popular currency.
A year ago, the Hong Kong government persuaded Beijing to abolish quotas that limited the number of mainland tour groups to the territory. The number of mainland visitors soared, more than 6 million visitors in 2002, up about 50% from the previous year. On average, each one spent more than $600 in the city. Although retailers have been quick to make it easier for tourists to shop with renminbi, handling the currency is not simple for businesses. China does not allow its currency to be traded on open markets, and it cannot be used outside the country. That means retailers in Hong Kong cannot easily move large sums of renminbi back to China, and it means the currency is virtually worthless to Hong Kong residents unless they can take it back to China. John Cheeston is the managing director of Marks & Spencer department store chain in Hong Kong. He says the small amount of renminbi collected by his company's Hong Kong retail outlets goes into a bank account where it sits. He says even in busy tourism periods, such as the week-long Chinese National Day holiday, the amount of renminbi taken in is small.
It is banks, and it's certainly banks here in Hong Kong. It really is a very small percentage of our revenue. For example, the Golden Week in October, when we saw so many tourists from the mainland here, I think it was less than 1% of the revenues we took in that week.
One analyst points out that the increased use of yuan in Hong Kong may make it difficult for China to control the flow of renminbi into and out of the country. Right now, tourists from the mainland are only allowed to take the equivalent of about $800 out of China. Yiping Huang is a Hong Kong-based China analyst for investment bank Citigroup.
Well, I guess if more and more Chinese currency is circulated in Hong Kong, that probably would make it more and more difficult for the regulators in China to keep the control or the management of the currency. But the trend is, of course, if more people use it, it's as if a semi-convertible currency in Hong Kong.
One analyst speculates that some retail chains hope to eventually repatriate the renminbi collected in Hong Kong through their outlets in China. Another suggests that retailers in Hong Kong already have negotiated agreements with their banks to swap renminbi for Hong Kong dollars. But bankers say it would be far more convenient if Hong Kong retailers could use a clearinghouse to repatriate renminbi. David Lee is the chief executive of the Bank of East Asia in Hong Kong and a legislator who represents the banking sector in Hong Kong's lawmaking body.
We would like to basically to have a clearing facility for one of the mainland banks, preferably Bank of China, so that you know any surplus renminbi that the banks have can be repatriated back to the mainland. And by so doing, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority and Bank of China will have record of how much renminbi is being put into Hong Kong and how much renminbi is repatriated from Hong Kong.
Mr. Lee estimates the equivalent of $5 billion circulates in Hong Kong in the form of renminbi. He does not think, however, that the growing amount of Chinese cash collecting in Hong Kong puts pressure on China to loosen restrictions on the currency. Mr. Lee adds that Hong Kong banks would like to see China relax restrictions on the currency. He hopes to offer renminbi bank accounts for the growing number of people who travel back and forth between Hong Kong and China.
The Hong Kong Associated Bank will welcome the idea that we can open renminbi accounts here in Hong Kong, current account, saving account even time deposit in Hong Kong. I hope that it can be done within 1 year.
Hong Kong's government has taken strides toward becoming a regional business and logistics hub for China by investing in transport infrastructure. The territory's leader, Tung Chee Hwa, made it clear in a recent policy speech that more economic cooperation with southern China is a priority for Hong Kong's government. Bankers such as Mr. Li say greater use of the renminbi in Hong Kong could be part of that cooperation. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.